You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
The writer of the well-known Narnia children's stories was a professor who taught medieval history at both Oxford and Cambridge universities in the UK. Most people have heard of C.S. Lewis. He was also a great Christian apologist.
His book Mere Christianity has some deep insights as to what Christianity is really about, and he makes some truly perceptive comments as to the person of Jesus Christ.
One quote of his from that same book is very sharp. It's an original idea that has been quoted and often misquoted for years.
To put this in his own words, we'll quote just as he wrote it. And he says, "I am trying to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him, and it goes like this. I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God." And C.S. Lewis goes on to say, "That is one thing we must not say."
Oh, that's quite a commonplace belief about Jesus. I've heard that said by many folk. They are quite happy to believe Jesus was a great man, even a good man who was a spiritual leader, but they won't accept his being God.
That's right. But Lewis says, and I quote, "A man who was merely a man and said the things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic and on the level of one who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the very devil from hell." Lewis then says, "You must make your choice. This man was either and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse."
Those are challenging words, but he goes on to say, "You can shut Jesus up for a fool or treat him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about him just being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to."
In other words, Jesus was either a liar and fooling everyone around him, or else he was and is the very Son of God who came to live among his created beings to show them the way back to God. Another quote from the book Mere Christianity goes like this: "When you argue against God, you are arguing against the very power that makes you able to argue at all. It is like cutting off the branch that you're sitting on."
To me, for someone to say Jesus is not who he said he is arrogance in the extreme. Jesus said to the people in his time this intriguing statement. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." They knew exactly what he meant. He was stating that before their patriarch Abraham lived, he, Jesus, existed.
That's the reason the religious leaders of his day wanted to kill him. They could not accept his statements that he existed in another time, or should I say, in eternity. So, because Jesus implied he was God and had no beginning, many would not accept him.
That's why C.S. Lewis says we should take Jesus at his word, or else make a decision to reject him, just as many did when he was on earth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not give us any room to sit on the fence. We either believe him and his word, or we reject him as God, and then go our own way.
God says in his word, the Holy Bible, that he would rather we be hot or cold. Being lukewarm and indecisive is enough to make him spew us out of his mouth. Can I ask you this personal question today? Do you believe, without reservation, that Jesus Christ is God, that the resurrection happened, and Jesus rose from the dead? Or is this something you don't think about because you have never truly committed yourself to him? Science says a man doesn't rise from the dead, but history tells us Jesus did. This makes Jesus more than just a man. This fact proves he is God.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.